great kings of France and England. Since then my office hath so far prevailed that face to face and royal eye to eye you have congreted. Let it not disgrace me if I demand before this royal view what rub or what impediment there is. Why, that the naked, poor, and mangled peace, dear nurse of arts, plenties, and joyful births, should not, in this best garden of the world, our fertile France, put up her lovely visit. Alas, she hath from France too long been chased, and all her husbandry doth lie on heaps, corrupting in its own fertility. Her vine, the merry cheerer of the heart, unpruned, dies. Her hedges, even pleached, like prisoners wildly overgrown with hair, put forth disordered twigs. The even mead that erst brought sweetly forth the freckled cowslip, burnet, and green clover, wanting the scythe, all uncorrected, rank, conceives by idleness, and nothing teems but hateful docks, rough thistles, kexes, burrs, losing both beauty and utility. And as our vineyards, fallows, meads, and hedges, defective in their natures, grow to wildness, even so our houses, and ourselves, and children have lost, or do not learn for want of time the sciences that should become our country, but grow like savages, as soldiers will, that nothing do but meditate on blood, to swearing and stern looks, diffused attire, and everything that seems unnatural. Which to reduce into her former favor, you are assembled, and my speech entreats that I may know the let, why gentle peace should not expel these inconveniences, and bless us with her former qualities.